want to close your eyes for prayer.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight. We see you today, we see miracle. We touch you today, we touch miracle. We pray to you today, we possess miracle. Something great, something marvelous happening to everyone. Confirm each and every life in Jesus' name. Lord, the faith that works, the faith that comes alive, the faith that cannot fail, the faith that drives in a miracle, express way to miracle, no hold up, no traffic jam. Today, let that miracle come upon every soul in Jesus' name. Confirm your power in every life. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. So let it can give me a greater amen. God bless you. Wonderful. The word of God upon your life tonight. You lost an amen over there. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm reading to you from verse 4. You know, when you look at Hebrews chapter 11, and as you open it from verse 1, it says, now faith. That what now? That tells us at this time, on this day, and for you over there, faith is going to work in your life. There are some things that come and go. There are some things you saw last time. You don't see them today. There are some things old people spoke about, and young people don't speak about you today. Some things old men spoke about. The patriarchs of old. The people of old. The prophets of old. And the people that had problems in the past. There were things they spoke about. We don't talk about them anymore. But there's something peculiar about faith. It was at that time. And it is at this time. And it will be there tomorrow. That's why it says now faith. And then it says faith is. It is not was. It used to be. And it is no more. It says now faith. And today faith will come in your heart. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And when that faith arrives, somebody there, that faith will arise. Somebody there, that faith will come. And somebody there, the faith will pierce your life. It will come in your soul. It will come in your mind. It will come in your spirit. And when that faith arrives, something you never saw before, something you never experienced before, it will happen tonight. Somebody there said it will happen tonight. Because faith is. It is the substance of things hoped for. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And it's the faith I'm talking about tonight. Come to verse 4 now. By faith, Abel. That's enough. By faith, Abel.
He's
telling us whatever Abel became. And whatever you are going to become, it's going to be by faith. Not by unbelief. Not by doubt. Not by crying. Not by rolling on the ground. By faith, Abel. And by you tonight, Abel, you are going to have faith.
And
that faith will work in a dynamic way in your life. And then it comes, it goes on and on and on and on. And it comes to verse 39. And it says, all these having obtained a good report through faith. It's coming from the very beginning. And he talks about faith. And it comes to the very end. And it says everyone and anyone,
the
problems are going to be solved. If the power is going to come, if the sickness is going to be healed, if miracle is going to come, if salvation is going to come to your soul, if you're going to receive the blessing of heaven, it begins by faith, it goes on by faith, and it ends by faith. I want to talk to you tonight, and after the talk we will pray. I will pray, you will pray, we will pray. And when my prayer, your prayer, when they come together, there'll be an explosion of miracle. I'm talking on the wonders of faith. The wonders of faith. You know, if you're looking for signs and wonders, it's based on faith. If you're looking for the supernatural, it's based on faith. If we're looking for problems to be solved, it's based on faith. If you're waiting for salvation, it's based on faith. If you're waiting for the supernatural encounter, it's based on faith. If you're waiting for the broom of heaven to come and sweep away all the cobweb of the devil in your life, in your family, it's by faith. And it says, by faith, Abel. As we talk about faith in Christ, as we talk about faith in the blood of the Lamb, as we talk about faith in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name above your cancer, the name above your tuberculosis, the name above your deafness, the name above your paralysis, the name above the yoke in your life, the name above the problem in your life, every curse is cancelled tonight from your life. Faith in the name of Jesus, the name that works wonders, the name that saves, the name that heals, and the faith that delivers, and the faith that sets you free. Faith in Christ, faith in his blood, faith in his name. We look up to him. You see, Christ is central. Look up here. And you look at Christ standing here. Those who are on this side, they're looking towards Christ. And those who are on this side, they're looking directly at Christ. And those who are on this side, they're looking in this direction with Christ. What does that mean? What it means is this: Christ came. Before he came, the people who are over here, like Abel, like Abraham, like Sarah, like Joseph, like Caleb, like Joshua, they were looking at this side, looking at the Christ who is to come. How did they know he was coming? Because God said, the seed of the woman nítorí pé Ọlọ́run ti sọ pé irú obìnrin ni. Referring to Christ. Tó ń tọ́ka sí Kristi. Will bruise the head of the devil. Yóò fọ èsù náà lórí. And so over here. Nítorí náà láti ìhín yìí. From generations. Láti ìran dé ìran. Unto us a child is born. Nítorí pé a bí ọmọ kan fún ni. Unto us a son is given. A sì fi ọmọkùnrin kan fún ni. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Ìjọba yóò wà ní èjìká rẹ̀. And his name will be called Wonderful. A sì mọ pé orúkọ rẹ̀ ní ìyanu. The mighty God. Ọlọ́run aláyára. Baba ayérayé. The Prince of Peace. He will be called Emmanuel. That's all these people here looking up to him here. And then he came. He was born in Bethlehem. He came. He was raised in Nazareth. He came. He went throughout Galilee. He came. And he went to Capernaum. And the people that were living at the time when he came, they were looking at him directly. Those people over there, before Christ came, expectation. They were expecting. And they were looking at him afar off. At the time when he came, they saw him face to face. They touched him. He touched them. He opened their blind eyes. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He forgave their sins. Experience. Those other people here, before Christ came, they looked up to him in expectation. The people that lived at the time he came, they had experience. He died. He was buried. He rose again. He went to heaven. Before he went to heaven, he says, I give my name unto you. That whatsoever you ask in that name, and you ask a father, he will do it for you. Now he is gone. We are the people on this side. We turn around and we're looking at him now. What do we look for? Remember, the people who were on this side yesterday, expectation. The people who were directly when he came to the world today, that's experience. And the people that on this side, were living after he has died, and were living after he was buried, were living after he rose from the dead, were living after he went to heaven. We live on his name. We live on his power. We live on his authority. But we're looking from this side and looking at him because he died 2,000 years ago. Exploits. Exploits. Now we're going to have exploits today. Expectation from that side. Experience from this side. Exploits from the other side. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday. Those people. Today. Ati loni, these people and ye, tomorrow ati ni ola, is forever the same. Bakan na ni titi aye la ye. Before o to si se la teyin wa, it's going to be your life today. Yo se ninu aye re loni. You are in for a miracle. O wa ni bi fun ise iyanu. There's no way you can escape miracles tonight. Ko si bo se le mori bo ninu ise iyanu na lale yi. Miracle coming your way. Ise iyanu bo lo re. Miracle coming to your side. Ise iyanu bo ni ha re. Because we're talking about the wonders of faith. I'm going to divide the message to three parts. Number one, the redemptive faith of Abel. The redemptive faith of Abel. Number two, the restorative faith of all others. The restorative faith of all others. You are there. Restoration has come. You are there. The peace of God has come. Whatever you have lost, and you're wondering, look at my life. Look at the sorrow. Look at the problem. Joy has come. I said, joy has come. Where's the person I'm talking about there? You will rejoice tonight. The restorative face of all others. Number three, the regenerative face of Zacchaeus. From Abel to Zacchaeus. Number one, we're looking at the redemptive phase of Abel. I'm reading to you once again from Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm reading from verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Now you remember Adam and Eve. You remember God created them. Adam did not have a father or a mother, as lay here. Eve did not have father, mother on the earth over here. They were not born like you were born. They didn't arrive into the world like you arrived in the world. But all the other people that came into the world, everybody that arrived in the world was born of a woman. Cain was born of a woman. Abel was born of a woman. There is something peculiar about anybody that is born of a woman. Abel, Cain, yourself, myself, everybody in the world, the white, the black, the brown, Africans, Asians, Americans,
America, Asia.
Everybody, except Adam and Eve. What's the peculiarity of anyone that is born of a woman? We're looking at Psalm 51. As you look at Psalm 51,
I'm
reading at verse 5. It says in this Psalm 51, verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You think of Abel, you think about yourself. I was shapen in iniquity. Adam and Eve had fallen.
Adam and Eve at sin.
Adam and Eve at sin.
Adam and Eve at death.
Adam and Eve at disobeyed God.
Adam and Eve at disobeyed.
Adam and Eve came out of the Garden of Eden.
Adam and Eve were
excommunicated out of the Garden of Eden.
Adam and Eve were no longer Eden.
It was in exile.
Ni ile ajeji.
Outside the garden.
Ni ode oga na.
Cain was born.
Ni ati bi
Cain. That Abel was born.
Ibe lati bi Abel.
Outside the Garden of Eden.
Ni ode oga Eden.
That's where you are.
Born.
And because of that peculiarity, it says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
It's
Psalm 58, verse 3. Psalm 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
It's
telling us that when you arrived in this world, and when Abel arrived in this world, he arrived with something in the heart. He arrived with sin in the heart. Have you noticed that little girl? Have you noticed that little boy? Nobody teaches anybody how to tell a lie. Nobody teaches how to pretend. Nobody teaches how to be hypocritical. There is no course of study is for disobedience. They go astray as soon as they are born. As soon as Abel was born, as soon as you were born, you went astray. And you said he came from the womb. And you were telling lies. Look at Isaiah chapter 48. I'm reading here from verse 8. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 8. Yea, thou hadest not yea, thou knewest not yea, from the time that thine ears was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb.
Lóòótọ́ ìwọ kò gbọ́, lóòótọ́ ìwọ kò mọ̀, lóòótọ́ láti ìgbà náà etí rẹ kò sí, nítorí tí èmi mọ̀ pé ìwọ hùwà rékérékè gidigidi.
From the womb he was called a transgressor. Nobody can say this is how I am. I am
all right.
You are not all right. From the womb you were a liar. From the womb you were a sinner. You were born in sin. You were born in evil. And it says your name was transgressor from the womb. That's what happened to Abel. And Abel began to realize, I need something because I feel guilty. I feel condemned. Since I was born, there is something in me that is going the wrong direction. And because of that, something must happen. In his own strength, he couldn't do it. In your own strength, you cannot do it. Religion cannot do it. Five self-discipline cannot do it. Going to drink River Jordan cannot do it. And going to Jerusalem cannot do it. And going to a particular denomination cannot do it. And burning candle cannot do it. And burning incense cannot do it. And giving money to the beggars cannot do it. Could my tears forever flow? And my zeal no respite know? All this for sin cannot atone. Thou and thou alone must save. He needed redemption. All that he tried, he couldn't make it. Because nobody can make it. Everybody is guilty. Everybody is condemned. Anyone that is born of a woman arrived into this world in sin. Look at Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14.
Job,
I'm reading from verse 4. Job chapter 14, verse 4. Who can bring a clean sin out of an unclean? Not one.
Talio le mu mimo lati inu aimo jade wa ko si enikan.
Adam had sinned.
Adam ti dese.
He was unclean.
O je alaimo.
Eve had sinned.
Eva ti dese.
She was unclean.
O je obinrin alaimo.
Uncleanness match with uncleanness.
Aimo pade aimo.
The guilty man match with the guilty woman.
Okunrin to ni dalebi pade
obinrin dalebi. The sinful man match with the sinful woman.
Okunrin elese pade obinrin elese.
And there came Cain.
And there came Abel.
Who can bring a clean sin out of an unclean? Not one. Abel felt the guilt.
Abel
felt the condemnation. He felt the uncleanness.
Oh my mother.
He said, what can wash my sin away? What can take my guilt away? What can take my condemnation away? If this condemnation remains there, where will I spend eternity. That's when he remembered what he had heard. Faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. That God had killed an animal, waiting for the time when the great lamp of God will come. And God had closed them with the skin of the animal. That's why he brought the sacrifice. He said, this will be my sacrifice. This will be my sin bearer. See, this will be my substitute. This will be my savior. Savior from the guilt. Savior from the condemnation. He was looking forward. Expectation. He was looking forward to the time when the seed of the woman shall come. And he will bruise the head of the devil. Today Jesus has come for you. Somebody there said Jesus has come for you. You were born of a woman. Am I right? I said you were born of a woman. Are you born of an angel? Anybody there? Born of a woman. Are you there? What are you? That's why you are a sinner. That's why you are a liar. That's why you are a transgressor. It's the nature. It's what you came to the world with. But thank God Jesus has come. Thank God Savior has come. Thank God Redeemer has come. Thank God your sacrifice has come. Thank God your sin bearer has come. Thank God your substitute has come. Tonight, the door of salvation is open to you. That's why I said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Anybody coming to the Father, they will come by me. He says, I am the door. And the door is open tonight. The door of mercy is open to you tonight. And the door of salvation is open to you tonight. And the door of the salvation redemption of the Lord is open to you tonight. And so he offered that sacrifice. He was looking forward. There was somebody. He was right at that time. Yesterday, that's Abel. Today, look at the man on the cross. Just today, this one is not yesterday. This one is not tomorrow. Today, he was dying on the cross. He felt guilty. He felt condemned. I will die. If I die today, where will I be? The sin I've been carrying since I was born. I've been a transgressor since I was born. And here I'm going to die today. All of a sudden, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He's dying for you. It's a sacrifice. It's a substitute. It's a sin bearer. He is your savior. He looked at him. Not like Abel looking from afar. Abel looking from yesterday. Today. And so he prayed. God will answer your prayer today. Somebody there said God will answer your prayer today. He said, Lord. He called him Lord. He called him Savior. He called him Master. He said, you are my King. He said, you are my Lord. He said, Lord. Remember me when you get your kingdom. And Jesus said, the first word he mentioned, he said, today. Everybody shout today. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. He got an experience. Yesterday, Abel was looking up to the seed of the woman to come. And he was with expectation. And the Lord made him righteous. And the Lord forgave him. The thief from the cross. Today, you won't be with me in paradise.
He had
an experience. Here we are today. You're not on the cross now to die. But I've told you this story. You've read the story yourself. And it's about Jesus that came. About Jesus that died. And we're looking at him from this place now to the other side. You know the other people? They lived in B.C. That is before Christ, B.C. And when we write their date, they say, we write the date and say B.C. They were looking this direction with expectation. And today, when we write our date, it's now A.D. It's Latin, but the English meaning is after his death. And after he has died for us, now we're AD. And we're looking this direction. I look and I see Jesus tonight. Somebody there, I look, I see Jesus tonight. Somebody there, I look, I see your Savior tonight. Somebody there, I look and see your Redeemer tonight. Somebody there, I see your Healer tonight. AD, after his death, now that we look at him, that death will work for you today. And the same redemption that Abel had, you will have it in Jesus' name. Made the sacrifice by faith. You hold on to Christ, our Savior. By faith, you hold on to Christ, our Redeemer. By faith, and your faith will bring that redemption tonight in Jesus' name. Point number two. Point number two. It's the restorative faith of all others. What does that mean of all others? Have you read Hebrews chapter 11? By faith, Abraham.
Abraham
believed God.
Abraham
counted those things which be not as though they were. There was no child. And yet God promised him. And he said, by this time next year, you'll have a child. It was an impossible situation. Because Abraham was old. And Sarah was old. But he looked not at things that are seen. But he looked at things that were not seen. And by faith,
Abraham.
And tonight, as you have that faith of Abraham, and you count those things which be not as though they were, the healing would be not as though they were, the deliverance would be not as though they were, the
miracle
children that be not as though they were, the breakthrough that be not as though they were, you will carry miracle home. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was a blind man. He could not see. But he saw people that were going. He heard people that were going. And he said, what's that? What's that? He said, it's
Jesus.
Bartimaeus began to cry out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he stopped. Your prayer will stop Jesus tonight. Your prayer will arrest the power of Jesus tonight. What do you want me to do unto you that my eyes may be opened? And he said, receive. And the eyes were opened. Blind man, your eyes will open tonight. Lameness will vanish away tonight. Abraham, he got it. Bartimaeus, he got it. Have you heard of Caleb? When all the other people said, we cannot go on. We cannot go to the land of promise. Caleb said, we can. With God on our side, impossibilities will be possible. With God on our side, all those giants against your life, the giants that come in the day, The giants are coming the night. Tonight you will conquer. Tonight you have conquered. By faith, Caleb. They had a different spirit. They had a different heart. When they said they cannot, he said, I can. Somebody there, I can. Somebody there, I can. I can do all things. Somebody there, I can. I can do all things. Through Christ that strengthens me. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Bartimaeus. By faith, Caleb. By faith, Virgin Mary. Look at what the angel said. With God, all things are possible. And Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And when she met Elizabeth, Elizabeth told her, blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those that are told him from the law. There's a performance in your life tonight. A performance of salvation. A performance of healing. A performance of deliverance. Do you remember the widow of
Zarephath?
Can you give me some water to drink? Elijah said. And while she was going, he said, I'm bringing most of bread in your hand. And the widow said, man of God, prophet, I don't have anything like that. I'm cooking the last meal so that I eat and die. And the man of God said, you will not die. And the man of God tells you tonight, you will not die. And the man of God tells you tonight, it will multiply your cruse of oil and meal.
He
said, go and do it for me first. And he did it, she did it for him. And then that cruse of oil did not fail. She went through all that time of famine. The young men and the young women. The prophet said, behold my children, young men and women, young boys and girls, young sons and daughters. There are signs and wonders in Israel. You are for signs and wonders. I said you are for signs and wonders. Now we come to Zerubbabel. And it's in Zechariah chapter 4. We're looking at Zechariah chapter 4. And I'm reading here from verse 6.
Zerubbabel.
Look at this in chapter 4, verse 6 of Zechariah. It says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel.
Say not
by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Your mountains are moving tonight. The wonders of faith from Abel. The wonders of faith. On all the other people we have talked about from now, the wonders of faith will take every mountain away from your life.
Point
number three, before we begin to roll the mountains away. The regenerative faith of Zacchaeus. The story, I'm sure you have heard this before. It's in Luke chapter 19. And it is from verse 1 to verse 10. You know the story. Jesus was passing through Jericho. Zacchaeus said, he will not pass me by. Tonight I will see him. Tonight I will touch him. Tonight I will behold him. Tonight I'm going to get something from him. Somebody there, are you there?
So
I will get something. I said I will get something. The people are tired. I can't hear them. I can't see them. I can't see their hands. Something will happen to you. Look at the Zacchaeus I'm talking about. He was a sinner. He was a known sinner. He was a notorious sinner. He was a fraudulent sinner. Everybody knew. Don't worry what they know about you. Jesus will forgive you tonight. He sought the Lord. He earnestly sought the Lord. He sought the Lord with determination. When he could not get to Jesus, he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree. He was waiting there. I will see him with all his concentration. He was looking in that direction. And eventually Jesus came there. And Jesus looked at him. And he mentioned his name. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. For today I must abide in your house. He was a rich man, but he knew that money could not buy peace of mind. Money could not buy pardon from God. Money could not buy purity of heart. Money could not buy a place in heaven. That's why he said Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only one. He was criticized. He was called names. He was ridiculed. But nothing stopped him from getting saved. Nothing will stop you tonight. I said nothing will stop you tonight. And then he repented of his sin. He said, Jesus, I have been fraudulent. I have been stingy. Half of my goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said, this day today, the salvation come to your house. He believes the Lord. He received the Savior. Christ went home with him. So that he could go home with Christ in heaven. He received Christ. Christ received him. He accepted Christ. Christ accepted him. And Christ went to Zacchaeus' house. So that Zacchaeus will go with Christ to his heavenly house. If you don't take him home, he'll not take you home. If you don't have him in your heart, he'll not take you to heaven. You take him home so he can take you to his own home. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you will be also. Let him forgive your sin. Let him take your guilt away. Let him save your soul. Say, Jesus, here I am. I want you to be my Savior. And then when life is ended, he will take you to heaven. The Lord is going to give you the chance right now. There are blessings today. Everybody will receive. Salvation is coming. Healing is coming. Deliverance is coming. Breaking of yoke is coming. Every blessing you need. That's why we look through all those people. By faith. Your own time has come. Your own name now will come to the record. Your name will come into the record. It's better than ice clothes. Your time has come. I said your time has come. It's better than ice clothes. You want Jesus to be your Savior tonight. Remember all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Remember you need salvation. You need redemption. And you need forgiveness. And you need for Jesus to say your sins are forgiven. It's better than ice closed. Like Abel. You want that salvation, that redemption right now. Like Zacchaeus. You want that salvation, that redemption now. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand. The Lord has seen you there. Wonderful. Praise the Lord, this is your day of salvation. Raise up that hand. Don't waste time. Raise up that hand. Rise up right there. Rise up right there. Rise up right there. Say, yes, Lord. In my front here. on the sides over there, on the sides over there. You want that salvation right now. You want that redemption right now. And you want that forgiveness right now. If you die in sin, you will perish. But life is coming today. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand, you'll stand up.
It's
far away, far away, far away over there. We're going to pray.
How bad are
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba,
I pray for all those who have come to give their lives to Christ. According to your promise that cannot fail, set them free. Heal them right now. And heal the sin, sick soul in Jesus' name. Forgive their sin. Change their lives. Give them your redemption. Give them your salvation. Let there be the witness of the Spirit in their heart. That their sins are forgiven. The lives have been turned around. The soul you have saved, and you have cleansed them from all their sins, and the names are written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord. Give me good hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You want a miracle? You want healing? You want deliverance? You want signs and wonders? Whatever it is you want, you raise up one hand. You lay the other hand where you have the challenge. I rejoice with you, it has come. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight and glorify your name. Faith that works. Faith that never fails. Faith that heals. Faith that delivers. That faith, Lord, is here tonight. We believe in the name of Jesus. We believe in the authority of Jesus. We believe in the power of Jesus. Lord, we pray you touch everyone tonight in Jesus' name. That impossibility becomes possible right now. That spirit of death in your life, I cancel it in Jesus' name. That sickness will not kill you. That evil power will not kill you. That oppression will not kill you. I pray, come alive in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, every evil power, every evil spirit tormenting anyone, I command all the legions of evil powers, get out in Jesus' name. The spirit of oppression, the spirit of premature death,
and
spirit walking about in the body, with all the afflictions, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That sickness in your body, that disease in your body, that they call incurable disease. Tonight, there's no incurable disease.
Here.
Be healed in Jesus' name. That cancer, I command you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, you cannot stay there. That cough, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. I'll be healed in Jesus' name. That hernia, be healed in Jesus' name.
All
said there, be healed in Jesus' name. That heart failure, heart problem, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. That
issue
of blood, dry up right now in Jesus' name. The curse upon your life, I break that curse now. I break that yoke right now. And all the chains of the devil binding you, tying you up, I break the chains right now. You are loose, you are set free in Jesus' name. Every swelling in your body, goiter to the hernia and to the fibroid, be healed in Jesus' name.
Deaf
and dumb, receive your miracle. Those deaf ears open right now in Jesus' name.
Tongues
speak out in Jesus' name.
Cataract,
glaucoma, blindness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Receive your bright sight right now.
And
for those who have arthritis, pain on the joints of your body, and those who have lameness, paralysis, and those who have stroke, I send for the power of Christ into your body. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Everybody, everywhere, left, right, and center, in the front and the back, the men and the women, our old-time members and newcomers, I
said,
for power in your life, power in your body, power in your family, power in your business, and I pray that every yoke is broken in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your miracle. Father, confirm it in every life. I thank you because I know it's not. Lord, thank you, I know it is not. Father, thank you because I know it's not. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord, you got it. I said, praise the Lord, you got it. I said, praise the Lord, you got
it.
Check it up. Your miracle is there. Check it up. Your miracle is there.